anything that you want in your career is achievable. I truly, truly believe that. The clues are always in there. And I want you to be looking for the clues, and I want you to be empowering yourself to achieve everything you set in mind for yourself as well as for your team. So let's dive in, because that's where the real satisfaction comes from, right? That's why this is so important. Hello, and welcome to the Love Your Work Life podcast. I'm your host, Elisa Shuck. Whether you're going for that next promotion, looking for a job, or making a career pivot, I'll teach you how to navigate it all so you can have the career you want. Hello, my friends, and welcome to Love Your Work Life, episode 155. Today, I'm going to talk to you about achieving your goals, because let's face it, that is the message out there. Set a goal, achieve it, set a goal, achieve it. And it kind of is in our nature anyway, whether it's part of business or not. We are part of a universe that is always expanding. That's the way it's been organized. We are part of that. So it's natural that setting and achieving goals would be who we are, what we strive for. And I'm going to give you a really, really easy secret technique for achieving your goals. It's something that I have used over and over again. Early in my career, I didn't even realize that I was actually using this technique. And then I was fortunate enough to be introduced to some training that helped me really incorporate this on a more strategic, deliberate, intentional level. And that's what I want to talk to you about today, because anything that you want in your career is achievable. I truly, truly believe that. When I talked about an empowering resume a couple of weeks ago, I talked about how kind of the clues are always in there. And I want you to be looking for the clues, and I want you to be empowering yourself to achieve everything you set in mind for yourself as well as for your team. So let's dive in, because that's where the real satisfaction comes from, right? That's why this is so important. All right. The first thing that I love to acknowledge when it comes to achieving goals is your style, your natural behavioral strength when it comes to accomplishing tasks and accomplishing goals. This is something that the personal dynamics report that I give all of my clients identifies immediately. And there are three styles, three energy styles for achieving tasks and goals. The first one is called thrust. Now, this is a rocket launch kind of style. You know that thrust is your primary style if you just have this super driven inner energy that kind of explodes. Think of a rocket. There's so much fire. There's so much energy at the beginning. Now, a good clue regarding thrust energy style is, are you usually the idea person in the room? Or maybe someone shares something and you, boom, you take off with it. Like, they don't even have to talk about it twice. You are on it. Those are really good clues that your energy style for accomplishing goals is thrust. Now, the second one is called allegiance. This is a follow-through kind of style. This is a connectedness kind of style. You know that your primary way of accomplishing tasks and goals is allegiance if you are able to connect people to the common purpose behind something, or if you need a purpose behind something in order to latch onto it and in order to own it. Think about that. And the third energy style is called tenacity. Now, in the terminology of the Personal Dynamics Report, this is a totally made up word, but what it really means is steady and tenacious. This is a locomotive kind of force. Rocket, take off, locomotive kind of force, still a lot of inner direction when it comes to accomplishing things, but think of it like just this steady, powerful force that gets things done. It's really good to identify which one of these three energy styles you have when it comes to accomplishing goals, because these are strengths. And so you don't have to push yourself into one of the other energy styles to get things done, to accomplish your goals. Hone in on what's natural to you and leverage it like crazy. If you're thrust, jump on it, move on. If you're allegiance, look for the purpose, look for the cause, look for the reasoning behind something. And if yours tenacity, then trust that methodical force that is you in accomplishing things. Now, the second thing I want to talk about when it comes to accomplishing goals is what I call, and what I learned from my coach, the belief triad. In order to accomplish anything, you've got to believe in three things. The first one is your belief in yourself. And I've probably said this before, but a belief is just a thought that you keep on thinking. So you can change any belief anytime you want just by changing up your habitual thoughts about that particular topic, or in this case, maybe even about yourself. What are you constantly thinking about yourself? Are you thinking about yourself as capable, worthy, knowledgeable, having what you need? Or are you always thinking in terms of lack? Not going to be helpful. The belief triad starts with your belief in yourself, that you are capable, that you have what you need. And even if it's not apparent to you right now, you will figure it out. That's belief in yourself. The second thing in the belief triad is believing in what you have to offer, believing in what you bring to the table. If you're in a job search, that means you're believing in the evidence that you've accumulated throughout your career that you can get it done, that you are a value add to the organization that you're seeking to be employed with. If you're a leader, it's a belief in your own leadership. It's a belief in what you bring to your team and how you can enable your team to accomplish more. The third piece of the belief triad is your belief in the other person. Interview, it's your belief that they are going to see you as value add. It's setting an intention for what you expect to happen in that conversation. You're expecting that they're going to see you as an awesome candidate. If you're a leader, you're expecting your team to jump in, to own it, to make it happen. Your expectation and your intention is representative of your belief in the other person to see what you're seeing, to catch on to what you're offering. That's the belief triad. The third thing when it comes to accomplishing your goals is visualization and action. Visualization, this is the most powerful technique that I can share with you. And I'm saying this from my own personal experience, because every single thing I visualized during my career, and I think of my career as a little bit eclectic, it didn't have a linear career path. It's more of what Harvard Business Review said in a recent article, a career portfolio. But I've accomplished everything I desired to accomplish, and you can too, through visualization and taking action. And visualization has to come before action, my friends. If you go immediately into action without visualizing what you expect out of that action, without visualizing yourself as succeeding in that action, then it will just take longer because your action will be ineffective. It just will, or not as effective as it could be. So what do I mean by visualization? I mean visualizing the goal completed. This helps you take the action you need to take. Inspired action is the key to achieving any goal. And the key to having inspired action is to visualize it as done, as complete, before you ever get started. One of my favorite examples of this is visualizing myself in the office that someone else had. Now, I had no ill will towards that person, but I visualized myself in that office. I visualized myself leading the team. I visualized my team accomplishing things that they never really expected for themselves. This is the key, my friend, because when you visualize it as already done, you're opening up your mind to the methods, the madness, the techniques, the resources that are going to help you get there. Now, when you are visualizing, you're also wanting to set some priorities. What is your top priority in that end result? It's like asking yourself, what did I do first when I accomplished this? It's reverse engineering back from the goal already accomplished to what had to happen to make it happen. You don't need to know right at the beginning, but as someone who's already accomplished the goal, guess what? You know how you got there, right? We don't know how to do anything until we actually get there. So if you start visualizing yourself as already having achieved it, then you're opening up the path to the actions that you need to take to get you there. The most important piece of this isn't just visualization. It's not the intellectual act of affirmations or picturing it. The most important thing about visualization is your imagination and your emotion. How does it feel to have achieved it? Our subconscious doesn't know anything about words, but it does know a lot about feelings. And when you feel the success of it, you are reprogramming your subconscious. And the cool thing about the way our brains work is our brains do not know the difference between something that is vividly imagined. And when I say vivid, I mean all the detail, all the emotion, everything you can conjure up for yourself. So what's vividly imagined and the reality that you are experiencing on the outside. That's why dreams feel so real. Your subconscious is playing out this picture that feels so real when you wake up. Now you can leverage that brain power for yourself by imagining the goal accomplished and the feeling that you're going to have upon achieving that goal. Clarity is key, my friends. You've got to be super clear about this. No wishy-washiness. No de-emphasizing something that deep down you really want. Some of the things that I find are most troublesome when it comes to advancing your career, landing a great job, or leading your team is when you self-edit. When you eliminate something, when you think about what's possible, and then immediately scarcity comes into the picture. Immediately you start thinking, yeah, but I never have done it before. What makes me think I can do it this time? Self-limiting, self-editing is something you don't want to be part of this equation. So when it happens, and it will, my friends, we're just normal. Our brains are trying to keep us safe and out of harm. And that's great when it comes to crossing the street and there's traffic coming. But we have a prefrontal cortex. We have the capacity to decide in that moment that we're not going to go with that self-editing, self-limiting thought. Now, if those thoughts are habitual, that's what turns into a self-limiting belief. That's why the belief triad is in play here, because you are now going to be a curious watcher of your own brain when you start setting a goal, setting an intention for achieving that goal. Pay attention to your thoughts. If something comes up that is not empowering, then let it go. decide in that moment, no, that's not who I am. I am not going to entertain that thought anymore. You can make the choice right in the moment. And through that momentary choice, start developing a new pattern of thoughts, new habits of thought that start creating new beliefs for yourself. Setting a goal means setting an intention. I intend to achieve that. I expect to achieve that. Be sure that you are attaching goals to intentions and intentions to who you are, who you want to be. Start acting like the person who is capable of achieving that goal. Start acting like the person who's already achieved that goal. And my friends, you will be elevating your capacity to achieve every single thing you set for yourself. Never limit yourself. Start with identifying your natural behavioral strength, how you're wired, what makes you tick as a person when it comes to achieving goals. Then focus on the belief triad. Start managing what you believe about yourself, what you believe you bring to the table, and the capacity for other people to believe in you. Then visualize it in detail. Receiving the award, receiving the promotion. How does it feel? This is what will help you achieve your goal. And if you're having trouble feeling it in the now, just go back to something you've achieved in the past. How did that feel? Hack that feeling and bring it in to the present tense about the thing you have envisioned for yourself next. All right, my friends, go out there, go get them, achieve those goals. I'll talk to you again soon. If you like listening to this podcast, I invite you to visit the Love Your Work Life website at elisashuck-careercoach.com. On the site, you're going to find free resources and information about all of my coaching programs, everything you need to land a great job, advance your career, and lead and build an awesome team. And of course, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast, and don't forget to follow me on LinkedIn.